Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Good morning. This morning we're speaking with Shanna Cornett. She's the volunteer coordinator for a program called Good Works. Welcome, Shanna.
Thank you. Hello.
Well, tell us a little bit about Good Works. What is this?
Well, we are a Christian nonprofit home repair ministry. And primarily we repair homes for struggling families throughout Chester County. In the next year or so, we're going to be moving into the Pottstown community, and then we're going to go national. We have developed our model enough that, you know, it can replicate itself anywhere in the country. So primarily, we repair houses for families, and we also share Jesus Christ with families as we do this. All the work is done free of charge for families, and the work is performed by volunteers. And my job is to recruit volunteers from anywhere. Everyone is welcome to serve with us. Many times we have church partners, but we have a lot of groups like the Lions Club or youth groups or basketball teams. Many times our biggest sector that's growing is our corporate groups, where we're just continually getting groups, companies that want to come and serve with us. And that's very exciting, because many times they contribute financially as well.
That's great. I know I saw your presence in Coatesville. I know that there's probably a lot of needs there. How did this get started? Who thought of this idea? It sounds a little bit like Habitat for Humanity, but is it like that, or how is it different?
It's very similar. Habitat builds houses, and we primarily repair homes. And Jim Ford started this organization, don't quote me on the date, probably about almost 30 years ago. And he just had a vision from God that he saw the need, that there were a lot of families in Coatesville, and it started kind of in Coatesville, but there were a lot of families in Chester County who, not of their own doing, but oftentimes because they were elderly or disabled, that they didn't have enough money to fix up their houses. And example, you know, their roof was leaking, and so they were getting wet when they went to bed. Every time it rained, you know, their water would drip in their house, and it was just creating more and more deterioration. But the bills were too expensive, so they couldn't afford it. So I would say God's hands and feet came into the picture and just helped these people. And when you're in a situation where you're helpless, your living situation around you is just bringing you down. When someone comes and lifts you out of that has really transformed your life.
Oh,
so we're about changing lives, and, you know, we give God all the credit.
Shanna, talk a little bit. Let's just give a story. I think sometimes when we talk in terms, it doesn't seem quite as personal. Can you, without revealing anybody's identity, obviously, just tell us a typical story from start to finish of how do these people get in touch with you? Are there service organizations that refer them to you? But just give us a typical story. Obviously not revealing identities, but let's tell a story of something that actually happened, and let's talk about who the volunteers were as well.
Okay. This is a pretty extreme case, but about 2 years ago, we had a man, we were repairing his house. He was a retired veteran. I guess someone was doing work on his neighbor's house, and through word of mouth, he was like, hey, you know, how can you help me? So we got involved, and around Christmas time, we were doing repairs on his home, and on Christmas Eve, his house caught on fire, and he was a single older man, and his house burned to the ground. And we were so devastated because we were working on his house, that we decided, okay, we are just going to build him a new house. So it took 10 months. 300 volunteers came along, and these volunteers came from partner churches. They came from businesses, youth groups, and they came along, and in 10 months, he had a new home. And so a lot of what we do is word of mouth. They will be in a mobile home park working on one family's home. And unfortunately, with these mobile homes, they all have only so much of a life, and then they all start wearing out at once. So one neighbor sees us coming and helping a neighbor, and so they call, and then we're there helping them next. So it's kind of a domino effect where someone in need sees something, and so we just kind of help the whole neighborhood. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And you know what? It really embodies the message of the gospel. There's no question about it. I think people are more evangelized by good works than by a lot of sermons. Tell us a little bit. Now, you say you talk about Jesus Christ. Is this affiliated with any particular faith? Is it Catholic, Christian? Talk a little bit about the component of the religion in it.
We are definitely a Christian, pretty much non-denominational faith. As the gospel of Jesus, and as Jesus did, we welcome people of every walk. But our core foundation is based on the saving grace of Jesus. It's not about doing good works to earn your way to heaven. It's about the free gifts that Jesus has already given us. And it's all about just accepting it and receiving it. And I think many of our homeowners are Christian. Many aren't, and people are getting saved through our ministry. We have an ambassador component of our ministry where we have an individual or a group of individuals that will go, while homes are being repaired, they go meet with the homeowner, and they read them the Bible, they pray with them, they share the gospel message. Everybody is at a different spot spiritually. Mm-hmm. And also, like our volunteers, many of them are not Christian, and so they're also influenced and impacted by hearing as well as just seeing people who love God and are there to serve God and out of genuine love make a difference for someone. Our volunteers see that also. So we're not just concerned about the homeowner. We're concerned about the spirit and the heart of every person that's involved with good works. And, you know, we pray regularly for salvation for everybody. You know, we're already making just a great impact for the family. But neighbors, friends and family of the family, the volunteers, you know, we have a lot of Catholic churches, Catholic groups that come, and we love their service. You know, people want to love God, and sometimes we want to share the truth with what that true love really means.
Right. Now, talk a little bit about the volunteer. How do you go about recruiting them, and can you be unskilled, or do you get very highly skilled? How do you go about getting people to help with these works that you're doing for people in the community?
Sure. You do not have to have any home repair experience, but we are always looking for trained, experienced contractors or home improvement experts. So a lot of it's word of mouth, and our trained people are more the leaders. They'll take a group under their wing. A lot of times youth groups like to come and serve and volunteer. I advertise through different schools. I definitely advertise through churches. We have approximately 22 partner churches. They come once a month, and they have a particular Saturday, and they will adopt a home and pretty much see that home. It takes about a year to complete all the repairs in a home. But they'll see that home from the beginning to the end, and they really develop a relationship with the family. But we have individuals that just will call and say, hey, you know, I saw your sign. I want to know more about what you're doing. Couples, small groups. And again, as I said, our corporate sector is growing like crazy. That companies allow their employees, like one day a year or 2 days a year of paid leave where they go in the community and serve. And so we're getting more and more corporate groups.
And do the corporations also give you donations for the materials and supplies and all that?
They can, yes. Most of them do, yes.
Yeah. And so are you funded mostly through that, through donations, to be able to make these repairs and pay for just, I would imagine, just the material things that you're going to need for the repairs?
Yes. Our funding comes from individuals. It comes from, we have a fundraiser every year. It's kind of like an auction. Definitely churches contribute. A lot of private grants or foundations will give to us as we write to them. We recently got a $50,000 grant from, or it was just money from the count or the state, the state of Pennsylvania just gave us $50,000, which is pretty unique. But you know, we have a great matrix of evidence base showing how effective our organization is. So you know, the state and the government, they want to see that.
Sure.
That ability to,
probably low overhead too. Probably not a lot of administrative staffing, mm-hmm. and so that's always a good reason to donate when you have a company that's or an organization that's putting most of their resources into helping people rather than, you know, keeping large staff. So that's always a good thing.
Exactly.
Well, right now we're going to be taking a break. We'll be right back to talk with Shanna. She's here from Good Works, a Christian home repair ministry, serving throughout the entire Chester County area. They offer free home repair services and share the saving message of Jesus Christ with struggling families in the community. Many are elderly, disabled, single parents, and some are very ill and cannot help themselves. Their homes may be literally falling down around them due to leaky roofs, water damage, mold, and worn-out materials. For many, this causes loneliness, depression, or a loss of hope. Good Works is also seeking volunteers in home repair, people who can meet the homeowner and share the gospel and pray. All services are performed by volunteers who are the hands and feet of God. Again, that number is 484-886-8437 if you're interested in volunteering. And after this short break, we'll be right back. You're listening to Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM in Doylestown and 1420 AM in Coatesville and Chester County. We'll be right back.
To carry on.
Welcome back to Coatesville Connection. We're speaking with Shanna from Good Works. This is a program based out of the Chester County area, serving many of the people in Coatesville, although there is a wait list. So let's continue our interview right now.
Okay, let's talk about practicalities. Let's say someone's listening right now. They know someone in the Coatesville, Chester County area who could use this. So they say, you know, maybe my parents don't have any money. They need this. Tell us a little bit about what you do when you first go and check out a home. Do you do it like a start to finish, what it needs? Do you do a means test? How does that work?
So we get the initial phone call of someone saying, you know, I have a need. And we have an administrative person who, she takes all the information, and it's income based, so it's like 200% below the poverty level. These individuals, you know, they have to be struggling financially.
Right.
They also need to own their home and have all their taxes paid. We're really not going to help someone who is going to turn around and sell their house.
Yeah, flip it. Right.
Our motto is warmer, safer, drier. We are not going to put on a fancy addition to a home. We're really there to make improvements so that they're warm, safe, and dry. It's adequate, but it's not like this custom design. Let's see.
So then you make sure that they have that they are qualified for the repairs to get the services, and then you actually do you go out and do an assessment of the home?
Yes, we have our home repair supervisor. His name is Joe Lazowski. Joe is gifted, and he is, you know, ordained for the position that he's in. He will go into the homes, and he does a thorough full home inspection, which is pretty uncommon. But he does such a great job, and he'll go above and beyond from what is needed to even more. It's a pretty remarkable process.
And then he documents
all that, and then he sets it up. He sets up the plan. Now, in the Coatesville community, there's a rather long wait list. Sometimes it's over a year for people in the Coatesville community to get served because there's such need.
Mm.
Their time will come. It definitely will come. They will get served, but it's not like we'll be out there tomorrow.
Right. Right. All right. So then once you get the assessment, you get them on a waiting list, you figure out what the total plan for the home is, which, by the way, I really think that's amazing because, you know, just going out and fixing one thing may not be the solution for that home. Maybe there's multiple problems that need to be fixed. You're very comprehensive. That's great. So every problem is going to be addressed. It's kind of like you're looking at the entire way that this house is functioning. And if these people are in poverty, making sure that they can function comfortably with, as you said,
correct,
heat and water. So then you match them up. Then would you match them up with a volunteer group? And let's talk about the volunteers now. Let's say I'm with, Holy Rosary Church in Coatesville, and I want to bring my youth group in. But, you know, youth groups are kind of come and go. Like, sometimes I have them during the school year, but not during the summer. What is the commitment, and how do you do that? How do you match those needs with the volunteers?
Well, we have general volunteer days. We work every Saturday. And typically the first and second Saturday of each month are designed for one-time groups that will just, you know, a youth group or a small Bible study group or, you know, Susie's sewing company wants to come. I mean, any small group of people can come. And those weeks are designed for those kind of groups. Now, the partner churches, they come once a month, typically one Saturday a month. It really doesn't matter what Saturday.
Well, yeah, so you have people that come, you know, casually. And what would be the commitment if you came on a Saturday? You have to have a certain number. I would imagine you'd expect them to be there a certain number of hours. What would that be, just typically?
Our work day is from basically 9 to 4.
9 to 4.
We have a little orientation. We have a warehouse. Our locations are in Coatesville, Westchester, Phoenixville, and St. Peter's Village. So all the volunteers meet at our warehouse for a morning orientation. And that's just a brief scenario of the day, what house we're going to be working at, what's going to happen at the house.
And do you also have families that come, maybe just show up and say it's time for us to actually start doing some work for the community and come out and volunteer as a family?
Yes, absolutely. When there's younger kids, we typically have high school kids starting ninth grade. They come. If families want to bring younger kids, we usually just say, just come for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about productivity,
right.
But we're also about developing people and developing families and introducing them and, having parents show and teach their children about serving and giving back. So, we do that in moderation because they can't handle a whole day.
All right. And then do you also... go ahead. Finish.
By ninth grade, though, with supervision, we feel these kids can give back. Over the summer, we have youth work camps, and we're ramping up for that. Next week, we'll be starting our youth work camps, so we're pretty booked all summer with young people from all over coming. And we're seeing more and more where young people want to come and serve.
Mm.
On Mondays, we have the Monday Men Group, and it's a group of retired men who come every Monday. They're incredible. And a lot of them are pretty skilled, and it's like they get to see their friends every week, and they go out and do home repair. And then our corporate work days are typically Tuesdays and Thursdays. So between Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and Saturdays, we're getting a lot done.
Right. And do you also have people that stay with that home for the whole project that come back, regularly?
Yes. I mean, we have the partner churches, but there are some people who just catch the fire and they just want to keep coming back. But there's also a place for people with one and done. We're really flexible.
Well, that's good. I think that's what you have to be when you're looking for volunteers. And I think... The experience really is going to be something that would keep them coming back. Well, we need to talk about how, if people are interested, either they may know someone in need, and as we spoke about before, Coatesville does have a wait list, so just be aware of that.
Yeah.
But if they know someone in need, or they have a group or a family and want to volunteer, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, basically, they call me up, or, they can go on our website, goodworksinc.org, and it's pretty straightforward about volunteering. They can email me, and that's at volunteer@goodworksinc.org, and I get right on it. I get right back to the person.
Okay.
And we're always looking for volunteers. We have approximately 2,000 volunteers a year, and it sounds impressive, and it's great, but we always want new people to come and give it a try.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. And what is your phone number? Would you be willing to give that out to our listeners as well?
Sure. My volunteer coordinator number is 610-383-9247. And there's a homeowner. They can call the main office if someone's interested in getting repairs done. That number's 610-383-6311.
And you're so gracious to talk to us. I have to point out that Shanna is hiking in a trail in Colorado, so we did get some wind interference when you were giving out your phone number. But I'm grateful.
Sorry.
So can you just give us your number once more?
Do you want the volunteer number or the main number?
The volunteer number. I think we got the main number for the homeowners, but I think as you were giving out the volunteer number, you must have been walking on a particularly beautiful part of Colorado trails because the wind whipped through your phone. So...
Sure.
Once more.
It's the number 610-383-9247.
Okay, perfect. And again, this is open to anyone who might feel the need to just come out and do some good hard work for someone who is in need. You don't need to be worried about doing the evangelization part of it. I'm assuming that doesn't even enter into the average person who's volunteering. Am I correct about that?
No, that's correct.
Right. So, again, it's Good Works, and it's available in Coatesville and Chester County. Anything else, Shanna, that we need to know about?
Well, we're just very thankful to God for being able to serve like this, and we know that God is active at Good Works, and it's just we want to share that. We want people to see what that looks like.
Absolutely. And I got to ask you, the story we opened up the show with, the man whose house burnt to the ground, did his faith life change at all? Was he practicing? Was he compelled to re-examine maybe some parts of his life after this entire experience of having his house rebuilt by strangers?
This particular man was very open and gracious, but as with all of us, it's a choice.
Yeah.
And he, you know, God is working in everybody.
He's on a journey. Yes, he's on a journey. And if he hasn't seen the love of Christ poured out through strangers rebuilding his home, I don't know what else you could do. Well, anyway, Shanna, thank you so much for your time this morning and, again, for all the good works that Good Works does.
You're welcome. Thank you for thinking of us and reaching out to us.
Thank you, Shanna. God bless.
Okay, God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.